action creates clarity means if you have an inkling for something and you don't know what it is, the only way to discover it and uncover it is through the course of action.
I'm here today with Heather Parody.
There are hints given to us only through action. We're constantly looking at these tools as if that's the secret, and the secret is your own balls. What is one thing that you can do today? Period. But most people won't do it.
Who's gonna be more successful in their career? The 5 minutes a day gal or the 0 minutes a day? It's gonna be the five minutes a day gal.
How can I put a restriction on what I'm doing? That's a restriction. I have to work on my thing for 5 minutes. Look at what's in your hand. What do you have at your disposal right now? And ask this question to yourself honestly. Am I utilizing it to its full extent? And so I told myself, I said, you're gonna sit your ass down in that chair and you're not allowed to get up until you land on something.
Welcome, everyone, once again to 15 Minute Friday on the Real Business Connections Network. Here we kind of just talk about actionable insights in around 15 minutes, sometimes go over, sometimes a little bit less. I'm here today with Heather Parody. Heather, excited to be with you.
Woohoo! I love it. And I love the whole 15 minute thing. Like, that's my jam. Those are my kind of podcasts.
Quick and easy. We'll get straight to the point. But I do want to start with a story because I was humbled when I first met you. We were at the Summit of Greatness with Lewis Howes. There was like a marketing meetup. You got me talking. Everybody was talking. You were the one kind of quietly asking lots of questions, taking notes, being very introspective and curious. And I didn't know who you were. Follow you on Instagram. Later that day, I'm showing my buddy. I'm like, she's like Instagram famous. And I'm watching your content. And I'm like, Heather creates really freaking good content. And it was just an example of the quietest gal in the room actually was the one who probably should have had the mic, because your stuff rocks. And I appreciate
that. Well, thank you. That means a lot to me. I really appreciate it. I learned a lot that evening. And there's a reason I ask questions, because there's a lot to learn from people like yourself.
So I mentioned your Instagram. Just real quick, name drop some of the people, because you create these like bite-size. Tell us what you do on Instagram, because that's cool.
Somebody described it, I think it was yesterday, as like e-news for personal development. Or just this idea that we're going to take something trendy or interesting that people are searching for and bridge that with some kind of personal development concept or spiritual truth. My hope and intention is to, like I said, be a bridge where folks might be searching for Lady Gaga, but they end up finding out about the book, The Four Agreements, or Brené Brown or Lewis Howes.
I love that. So you give them what they need. You're a bridge and you give them what they need.
I don't know what they need, but I give them what I like. Trick them in.
Well, we'll talk more about that. I'm going to go do a quick bio so I can introduce you, because we met, but listener might not know you yet. Heather is a mental health therapist turned online entrepreneur, where she helps outside-the-box leaders bring their service online in order to scale and, more importantly, impact. She's hosted multiple top-rated podcasts and shows, conducted over thousands of interviews to date, been featured in Forbes, Pop Sugar, most importantly, in front of her mom's refrigerator.
Yeah, and I think that's been – I need to update it, though, because when I went home for Christmas, it's been replaced by ads and pictures of her grandkids, so I think I've been moved off that.
I was just in Vegas. The first person to text me was my grandma saying, can we grab lunch? Aww. I want to hear about your Vegas trip. I'm like, yes.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Anything we missed in that bio?
No, I think that's about it.
Cool. So, quote of the day. I turn it into a graphic. We can tweet it. How should we get started in our topic today?
Well, the best quote in the entire world is action creates clarity.
Action creates clarity. What does that mean to you?
When you don't know what to do, you have to do something. There are hints given to us only through action. So if you're sitting there and you're wrestling with an idea, or you don't know what something is, the only way to uncover what it is through the steps of action. So I get, you know, a lot of people coming to me with like, you know, I have this idea for a podcast, but I don't know what to say. I have this idea for a business. I have this blah, blah, blah. And they'll sit there and they'll wrestle with it. And it's just a form of procrastination, because the truth is like projects will tell you what they are. through the process of you honoring them. And I'm getting a little woo on you, but Elizabeth Gilbert talks about this idea in Big Magic that our ideas are living entities. And if we don't take action on them, they will go to someone else. I'm sure you've experienced this before where you've had a brilliant idea, you didn't do anything with it, and Paul down the road does something, and then you get pissed. You're like, that was my idea, Paul. No, it's not, because you didn't honor that idea with action, so it went to Paul. So action creates clarity means if you have an inkling for something and you don't know what it is, the only way to discover it and uncover it is through the course of action.
Or else you're going to be mad at Paul, but it was really your fault for not taking action.
Paul's an ass. Yeah. What's up, Paul?
Is there a time, give us an example in your life or a client of yours' life where they took that action, even if they didn't understand exactly where it would go?
I'll do my reels as a perfect example of that. So I love video. I love reels. I watch a ton of them. And I have just been wrestling and wrestling with, what do I want to do? What's my content? Blah, 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 blah. And the only way that I've figured out this lane that I'm in that's working right now is through putting out a bunch of crappy reels and discovering. I tell people all the time, you find your voice by using your voice, right? So if you have a desire to do something, then you just have to start doing it. The problem is we don't want to look like a beginner. We don't want to be made fun of. We don't want to fail out loud in front of everyone, but that is the prerequisite in order to be knighted into, right? The thing that you want to be knighted into. So with the reels, I literally didn't know what I was wanting to say. And so I told myself, I said, you're going to sit your ass down in that chair and you're not allowed to get up until you land on something. That was my own confinement to figure out what I was trying to say. Literally, that's why I chose to sit there, because I'm all over the place. I'm like, do I want to do this kind of content, this? Sitting down in that chair forced me to stumble upon this format that you see that's working.
So talk about that format. Because I'm like, how the heck does it work so well? Because I'll be honest with you, Heather, I hate reels. You're one of the only channels that I like watching the content
why?
On
tell
Instagram.
Tell me why. I'm curious because I want to know what it is.
And it would be great to everybody pull up the Instagram. It's in the show notes. Watch as we talk here. Watch as what I notice is you always jump in with a very strong hook, and the hook usually is a third party, someone that's bigger than Heather, bigger than Ben. So it's like, oh, I know Lady Gaga. You hook me with that, but then again, you dissect what feels like one simple concept, provide examples in a creative way so I can better understand that concept. Because anybody can say action creates clarity. It's the way you provide these different examples that make it really simple. And it, I don't know, I feel like you bring a lot of personality to it. And I feel like Heather is embedded in the content. It's not like you're just following a framework. You're bringing your own self to it. I'm going off memory. So, how does that sound?
No,
is that
this,
at all?
This is... Yes, and this is why I asked you, and this is why I ask questions all the time, because you just gave me three really solid pieces of feedback that I can lean into more. You said that you like that there's a third person that's bigger. You said that you like that there's one concept and it's very simple, and that you like the personality. So you're validating those three pieces to me to know that, hey, that's something I need to keep doing, because it's easy to get lost with your own vision of like all the little details you see, but hearing from a third party what they enjoy and what sticks out to them, that's invaluable. That's why I asked so many questions, dude, because you just gave me gold. Sorry, I'm getting us off topic.
Well, the question is, does what I just said mirror what you're going for?
Mm-hmm. Yes. The most difficult part is figuring out how to condense that message into one simple idea. And our mutual friend, Renee Rodriguez, talks a lot about this of, you know, we come in with a lot of passion as leaders, entrepreneurs, creatives, whatever. We're like, bleh, this is everything that I love and think and blah, blah, blah. When really, you know, good communication is that one simple idea. And I think that's probably one of my biggest struggles right now is being able to formulate something where the idea comes across in just that one idea, as opposed to me getting over passionate, overzealous, whatever, and throwing in two or three, which you can see that in some of the reels, and they don't do as well.
Hmm. talk about that, because I would not perceive that to be a struggle of yours, because you are doing a fantastic job at simplifying. But you find, so talk about the process. So you sit down, do you have the idea first, or do you have the creator or the example first, and how do you figure out how to hone it all in?
So practice is really important, meaning a creative practice. And you know, you may not consider yourself a quote creative, but if you're producing content or sharing your message in some way, I'm sorry, Paul, you're a creative. And so you have to, like what Jerry Seinfeld does, you know, famously, he sits down and writes every single day. And so I've had to make it a strong discipline to sit down and write and create, you know, formulate ideas. And it's very, very, very intentional. So it started off where I just knew all these stories because I listened to a ton of podcasts. I read a lot of books. So the first 5 to 10 videos, it was just me spitballing stuff because those were top of mind. Now that I've kind of run empty, I have a spreadsheet where I have podcasts that I'm listening to, books, different quotes that I like. I have clips from the show, and I have all of this organized into a spreadsheet. So what I do every week is I go and I try to make connections. So someone said, I can't remember who said it, but they said really the whole idea of creativity is that you just put two things together that shouldn't belong together and make it make sense, right? So if I read a book that, like, I'm reading Soul Boom right now by Rainn Wilson. So he talks about how religion isn't actually evil. It's something that adds structure and ceremony in our life. So if I think about that, I'm thinking, okay, well, what else reminds me of that? Why is that important? Oh my goodness, I just remember listening to a Lewis Howes podcast where Alex Hormozi talked about XYZ. That's an interesting concept. Sometimes it works. And a lot of times it'll be on the back burner. So I have a lot of bridges right now that I've built that are kind of waiting because it just doesn't feel like they're complete just yet. But to answer your question, ideation, it's very disciplined. I'm insanely disciplined. I show up every single week. I'm constantly thinking about it. I love it. So there's that. Let's underline it. But at the end of the day, I have to pick something and do it. So I'll record once a week. I'll go ahead and batch them all together. And then I send it to my VA. She does first cut edit, looks at the script, and then pulls out things. And then I do all of the final editing. So I spend up to 10 to 15 hours a week just editing.
And it brings out gold, magic.
Hope so. Thank you. Thank you.
Since action creates clarity, we're going to give an assignment in a second. But easy thing, I already said it a million times, I'm about to go binge on your Instagram because I haven't in a couple weeks. And I feel like every time I go on, there's new quality content. How else can we binge on what you're, I mean, you host multiple podcasts, you're putting out, I don't know where to start with you. Where can the listener go to start with you?
Sure. I'd say just find me on social at Heather Parody most places. I'm not on LinkedIn because I'm just not the most professional girl in the world. But most other places you can find me. And then obviously the podcast Unconventional Leaders.
Love it. In the show notes, action creates clarity. We always talk about an integration assignment. What the listener's wondering, what this is good information, but what do I do next? Answer that question. What should they do next?
I love the idea of use what is in your hand. So what we get tripped up on action, they're like, okay, Heather, fine. Action creates clarity. There's so much action I can take. Where do I begin? And my answer to that is look at what's in your hand. What do you have at your disposal right now? And ask this question to yourself honestly. Am I utilizing it to its full extent? Example, people will look at my reels and they'll be like, what's your setup? You know, and I'll be like, oh, I have a Canon, I have this, I have these lights or whatever. And so they wait to go get their Canon and their lights and all their stuff. And that's not the point. If you haven't been faithful with your freaking cell phone, you're not going to be faithful with a professional camera. If you haven't been faithful with the free account on Zoom, you're not going to be faithful with the paid version. We're constantly looking at these tools as if that's the secret. And the secret is your own balls to freaking do what you say you want to do. People ask, like, how are you so consistent? I'm like, because I love it, because I want to do this. Why would I say that I want to be a content creator and I want to be a podcast host and not create content and not make my podcast? It makes no sense, right? So action creates clarity. What is in your hand right now? What is the free tool you have in your hand? What is the thing that you bought last week that you still haven't used? And ask yourself, am I using that to its fullest capacity? And another quick thing, and then I'll be done, is what is the next right move? So I want to start a podcast. There's a million things to do with that. Work backwards. So you have to have a microphone, you have to have headphones, you have to have an RSV, blah, 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 blah. What is one thing that you can do today? Period. But most people won't do it. I'm just wasting my breath right now. I'm getting upset because most people won't. And that's what's so frustrating, Ben, is there's so many good-hearted, mission-driven people who have something that could change someone else's life. And it's so sad to me that we won't get out of our own freaking way.
You know, not every listener is going to get out of their way, but let's give a simple analogy. Let's say they take 5 minutes a day, 5 minutes, preferably 15, but 5 minutes a day every day for the end of the year. Who's going to be more successful in their career, in their business, in their content? The 5 minutes a day gal or the 0 minutes a day or the 30 minutes because I'm excited today gal? It's going to be the five minutes a day gal.
You know what else is helpful? And you just mentioned the 5 minutes thing is restriction. Mm. If you're feeling all over the place, ask yourself, how can I put a restriction on what I'm doing? Because that actually pushes you creatively and pushes you towards action. So an example is you just said the 5 minute thing. That's a restriction. I have to work on my thing for 5 minutes. Me sitting in that chair is a restriction. I have to sit in the chair and do my reels. What is a creative restraint and restriction you can put on yourself? Because that's actually going to make you more productive and more creative, ironically, because when everything's available to us, we get lost. When we work within one frame, that's when things start happening.
Heather, you're a gem. Thanks for coming on the show. Sometimes I wish it was 15 hour Friday, but we'll keep it short.
This quiet girl had a lot to say, didn't she?
I think you're brilliant. I'll continue to support you, and I encourage the listener to do so as well. Thank you.